what you're going.
All right, Russ. Second place tonight. Do you think maybe you might have used the your tires up too much trying to get through the pack to get to the front? You started in the front anyway, but those guys took off pretty quickly in the start.
No, we didn't use our tires up. The car was just too tight. It was my call. I made a mistake on it, and we paid the ultimate price for it.
Second place, though. Quite a few restarts. He didn't seem like you were very good in the restarts either. Andy said he was pretty bad in the restarts, but it didn't show.
Yeah, our car's horrible on restarts. It is. It's been all year. And I know why it's bad on restarts, and there's really nothing we can do to fix it. It's made to go after three or four laps, and it does. It hauls after three or four laps. Like I said, we just missed it. It was too tight. It was throttle tight. It would go in and rotate to the center good. When you get on the gas, it just shove the nose, and you can't go anywhere like that. So all in all, it's my fault. So, we'll take it, and we'll finish second. We got one more chance to win a race.
What's more important next week, winning a race or winning the track title?
Track title, I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but track title is basically over. You get 50 points for starting a feature. We're up 58. As long as I don't lose more than 8 in the heat, the track title is basically it's done, as far as I'm concerned. If we can't finish in the top 2 or 3 in the heat or 4, then we deserve to lose a track title. But
are you holding anything back next in 2 weeks at all?
No, we didn't hold anything back tonight. I beat the living bejeepers out of my car.
No. I mean, as far as like conserving things, because you were saying basically the track title's already over.
No, I mean, we'll drive it as hard as we normally drive it. I mean, I'm not going to knock our guys out of the way. I mean, I'm not going to stick somebody in a fence to win a race. No, I'm kidding. We're not going to do that. I mean, we'll drive as hard as we always do. And, you know, I drive clean, and I try to race everybody clean so I get the same respect. And, you know, it'll be a last hurrah full time. And it is what it is.
It's about time you said that this year. You said it's the last time full time. We've heard that before. Now, what are you taking into consideration when you say something like that this time around?
Me and Ray are done fitting the bill full-time racing. I mean, if somebody wants to come in with freaking $200,000, $300,000 and wants to put a team together or whatever, I'm sure I can get my wife and my family to come back for another year. But as far as me and Ray spending money and doing the things we've done in the past, run full-time and everybody else, the crew guys and my sponsors and stuff, we're not doing it. I mean, Ray's starting to build street rods, and a bunch of my crew guys have got some street rods and stuff. And we've just been doing it a long time. And like I said, I've been racing since I'm 11. I'm 44. It's time to do something else on the weekends. I mean, I think we'll race, you know, once a month or something with Mod Light, or come here or do something. But as far as racing every week and racing for titles and having the stress of all the other stuff, it's not going to happen.